This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
To keep you posted on everything, we're launching pandemic.news. And on that website, you'll have all these podcasts in audio format. You can download them as MP3s. You can also watch them as videos. You'll be able to see all the latest headlines on the pandemic from Natural News, and we'll be linking to all the latest scientific studies that are looking at this coronavirus and transmissivity and so on. So pandemic.news is the new hub for all this. Check it out. If you don't see all that there yet, by the time you hear this, it's just because we're working on it. But I've already instructed my team to start building that system. So pandemic.news is the website. I'm going to be plugging that from now on. Also, as part of this, I'm going to start mentioning the date that I'm recording these podcasts, because so far, there's been a 3 to 4 day lag time by the time you hear the podcast. And, you know, we're typically 1 to 2 weeks ahead of the mainstream media, which is also kind of funny because they call us fake news for the very same news that they report 2 weeks later, you know? So it's just pathetic. They're just so pathetic. But we are ahead of the curve. So today is February 17th that I'm recording this. And from now on, I'll be naming the date in every podcast so you can know sort of what I knew on the day that I recorded it. So today is the day that Delta Airlines and Hawaiian Airlines have now confirmed that an infected couple flew on their airplanes in and out of Honolulu. And this is now about the fifth time that Honolulu has come up on my radar of people being infected after leaving Honolulu. So as I've written in a couple of articles on this, it looks like Hawaii is going to be the outbreak epicenter of the United States of America. My guess is there's already an outbreak in the Honolulu airport. It's probably bouncing around staffers there, or maybe it's airline crew, flight attendants, pilots, who knows? Something's bouncing around Honolulu flights. And this couple, which was later confirmed to have coronavirus, they had flown on February 3rd on Hawaiian Airlines from one of the outer islands, I forgot which island, to Oahu through the Honolulu International Airport. And then from there, they took a flight to Japan. And they were later diagnosed in Japan, something like 11 days later or something in that neighborhood. But the husband, and they're elderly, it's an elderly couple, the husband was already showing symptoms of coughing on February 3rd when he took the Hawaiian Airlines flight. So I think there's a very strong likelihood. In fact, let me expand this. I think the CDC already knows that there are hundreds of cases in probably just Hawaii. And they probably already know there are thousands of cases across America. I can't prove it, but it's more than a hunch. It's not just a gut feeling. It's not just emotional intuition. It's kind of connecting the dots, being an award-winning investigative journalist for over 20 years, being a researcher and looking at the clues and reading the Asian media in Chinese. And I've got, you know, staffers in Taiwan who are reading the Chinese news and they're giving me highlights. And Hawaii keeps coming up in those news reports too. You don't even see that news in the United States because, of course, the U.S. media is trying to cover it up. And especially the state of Hawaii is trying to cover it up because they don't want to clobber tourism there. But when you put all these pieces together, my gut assessment right now is that there's a sustained outbreak in Honolulu, maybe just in the airport, or perhaps just on the planes that service Honolulu. But Honolulu keeps coming up. No doubt about that. And I think the CDC knows a lot more than they're saying. Now, there are sort of whistleblowers or truth tellers inside the CDC. And I've been impressed recently with this Dr. Nancy Messonnier, who I don't know personally. She came up on my radar talking about this coronavirus because she was the first to admit that the CDC fouled up all the test kits. You know, they sent out hundreds of thousands of test kits all across America, and the kits were bad. there was a mix up in the reagents or something, and they were having all these false negatives and false positives in the kits. And she came out and actually said that in a phone conference to the media. And I was just stunned. I was like, wow, we actually have somebody from the CDC admitting that something's fouled up here, which is very unusual from the CDC. Well, now I'm getting the sense that Meissonier is being muzzled by the CDC. I still think that she is trying to tell the truth about this. I mean, I might be wrong. I don't know her, but my best assessment is that she has been trying to warn people. And now I get the sense that the CDC is telling her, shut the hell up, because you got too much truth going out there, you know? So I think Dr. Meissonier is being shuttered over this, and we probably won't hear that much more from her if she continues to tell the truth. That's my assessment of the CDC. But interestingly, in contrast to that, the head of the CDC, Dr. Redfield, did say in a CNN interview that he knows it's going to be community outbreaks, and he knows it's going to come back year after year, that this is probably going to be with humanity for a very long time. So he did admit that. That's interesting. So we do have two people now in the CDC admitting that community outbreaks are coming. But the reason that I don't kind of trust Redfield is because I think Redfield knows there's already hundreds of people infected in America. And the fact that they're coming out and saying there are going to be community outbreaks, I think is just their way of trying to kind of warm up the American public to this big announcement that's coming. In fact, I did a story on that. It's like the CDC knows one day soon they're going to have to announce there's a major outbreak in America, maybe Hawaii. And they don't want that to be an all of a sudden thing. They want to kind of gradually warm people to that possibility. So they've been rolling out this narrative. It's like, there are going to be community outbreaks. It's coming. All we can do is slow it down until we can get a vaccine, blah, blah, blah. But in reality, if they had any confidence that they could stop this thing, we would have heard Redfield say, no, we've totally got this under control, totally stopped. It's not going to break out in America, period. He didn't say that at all. He said, it's coming to us. It's going to have outbreaks in America year after year. That's what he said. So I think he would only say that if the outbreaks were already happening, which means the CDC is still covering it up. They're just kind of easing us into this realization. And I think that their thinking is they don't want to cause a panic, right? That's what they always say. They don't want to cause a panic. Well, as I've always said, if people prepare, they don't have to panic. The panicked people are the people who are not prepared. It's the unprepared, panicked, pickled piper people eaters that it's a tongue twister of unprepared panicked people. Who are Peter Piper's picking pecks of pickled peppers. So those people, if you don't know what that means, that's like an old tongue twister, by the way, kind of shows my age, but I can't resist inserting a little bit of humor into this from time to time, because we are in fact living through some kind of tragic comedy here, a comedy of errors, of incompetent government and totally fake news media and just sell out communist tech giants that censor the truth. I mean, what a cluster F of human society that we now find ourselves in. And then on top of that, we get this bioweapon released in China that's designed to kill human beings. And then all the governments of the world try to cover it up and pretend that none of these infections are happening. It's amazing. It's amazing to watch. You almost have to stand back and just go, wow, these are the dumbest conscious beings in the cosmos here. How did Earth create such a stupid civilization that's just totally committed to suicide? But here we are. So we watch this and we just stand back into awe with our jaws dropping to the floor. So why would a government cover this up? And the answer ultimately has to be because they want it to spread. And that gets back to the same old, you know, conspiracy theory, I guess you could say. The CDC wants this to spread. Why? Well, all the reasons we've talked about before. They want depopulation. They want medical martial law. They want to force vaccines on everybody. The CDC is going to get all kinds of power and funding and authoritative control. The worse this thing gets. Plus, all the Democrats want to crash the economy before Trump gets elected again. So I wouldn't be surprised if you have Democrats actually running around infecting people in the major cities just to cause a collapse of Wall Street before November. I wouldn't be surprised at all. Nothing surprises me at this point, watching what these crooks and criminals and fraudsters do, and the vaccine deep state and how they want to vaccinate everybody with toxic infertility chemicals. Come on. You know the story. So nothing surprises me at this point. But to summarize, I think the CDC is covering this up. I think it's way worse than they're admitting. And there might be a few scientists like Dr. Meissonier that are trying to share the truth, but are being threatened with losing their jobs or what have you. So they're not speaking out as much anymore. But eventually you can't cover this up. As I've said in previous podcasts, this virus is the ultimate truth machine. It's a truth machine because it forces the truth to come out sooner or later, because you can't hide an exponentially increasing number of dead bodies everywhere. People notice. Even the sheeple notice. Even the people watching Rachel Maddow will sooner or later notice, hey, weren't there some coworkers here in the office? Where'd they go? I mean, sooner or later, people notice. Something's wrong. Other people are missing. You can't cover it up forever. You can do it for a little while, but not forever. So keep all this in mind. It's fascinating stuff. Of course, check out pandemic.news. That's the new hub. You can hear my podcast at brighttown.com or read my website, naturalnews.com. But frankly, everything that I'm doing on this now is going on to pandemic.news. So make that your hub to stay up to date on this situation. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. I'm going to keep bringing you this as long as we can. As long as we're still online and society is still at least marginally functioning, we're going to bring you this. Oh, and my staff told me we just added like 250 Ranger buckets to our inventory like 2 days ago. And this morning I said, how many are left? And they said 14. So if they're gone, we can't keep them in stock. We make them and sell them as fast as we can, but we're having trouble getting the ingredients now. And we are, in fact, swapping out red lentils with something else for the future buckets, because the red lentils are gone. And the millet's gone. We bought the last 5,000 pounds of millet, and the stuff's just gone. Just letting you know, if you want storable food, you got to do it before the CDC comes clean about the real infection count in America. That's for sure. So thanks for listening. Be safe. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.